How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Mem Ches, Daf 48 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends, your friends. My aunt just passed away a few hours ago. So let's learn for her. Her name is Cyril Tilla Bas Moshe. Well, we're just gonna go weiter. Okay, we're gonna start on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tanan, Aval Amru Mishapar Midor Amabul U Asu Lipar Mimi She'eno Omed B'Diburo. Okay, fine. So this, of course, ties into is related to our Mishnah. And it relates to the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding how exactly does a kinyan work? Is it the money or is it the meshicha? So we had said in our Mishnah that, you know, if you go to buy a slice of pizza, so when you pay the pizza monger, so it doesn't, that's not the kinyan, right? We say the kinyan happens when you pick up the pizza. So if you pay the pizza monger, but you haven't yet received and picked up your pizza, so technically speaking, either one could still be chozer. Either one could still renege. The pizza eater can decide he's not hungry. The pizza monger could decide he doesn't want, it's not for sale anymore. However, you shouldn't do that because we said, Tanan, Aval Amru, they said, Mishapar Midor Amabu, the Ebishter, who paid retribution from the Dor HaMabul, who also lipara, he's going to retribute mimi she'eno omed b'diburo, from somebody who does not stick to their word. That if you committed to eating pizza, eat pizza. E omad bishlam amos konis. So I understand if you say like Rabbi Yechanan that money make midai raise, money makes an acquisition. Mishumachi, for that reason, koi be'avol. Right? That's why there's kind of this like, you know, hey, if you don't stick to your word, it's pretty modno. Eli omet mos einon konis. But if you say that, look, money doesn't do jack squat. Well, then am I koi be'avol? Well, then what's the, why are we getting so dramatic over here? Kilu, you gave money to the pizza monger. If you're a shluckish, giving money to a pizza monger does jack squat. So until you pick it up, nothing's happened. And now we're saying, and if you renege, then the Eibishter is going to get you like he got the people in the generation of the flood. For what? So, and for the Gemara Mishum Devar, because of his word, I guess he said that he's interested in buying a piece of pizza. So you should stick to that. Uvidvarim mikoi ba'avu. Okay, fine. It's very good. It's a good musar shmuz. But at the end of the day, is that going to be enough reason for retribution like the generation of the flood? Ve'atanyu. But we learn in a b'raisa. Reb Shimon Omer says Reb Shimon. Afal pisha amu. Even though they said talis. Kona dinozov vein dinor zov kona talis. Even though they said that the item, that the pairs are kona the mos, right? That when you pick up a garment, that is what makes the kinyan vein dinozov kona talis. But giving the money is not what makes the acquisition. It's picking up. It's making the kinyan. It's doing a meshicha. Mikol makom, but nonetheless, kach haloche aval amru that. But they nonetheless said mishapar me'anshe. That once you pay for something, even if you haven't picked it up yet, then the Ebishter who paid retribution from the people of the generation of the flood, and the people from the generation of the Migdol Bavel, and from Sodom and Gomorrah, Bayom, and the Egyptians at the sea, who also lipara mimisha no omer b'diburo, is going to exact retribution from somebody who does not stick to his word. All right. Vanose vinosin bidvorim And here we go. Somebody who kind of does business verbally, lo kana, so it's not a kinyan if you're just saying things. Ve'achozer bo, but nonetheless, if you retract from your statement, ein ruach chachomim noche emenu, the spirit of the sages, I don't know, it's not with him. From Rava, anu ein lanu elo ein ruach chachom noche emenu. Okay, fine. So the spirit of the sages is not with him, but not mishapara. Okay, so somebody doesn't stick to his word. Okay, so the spirit of the sages is not with him, but he's not in violation of the Eibishter is going to get you. So it depends. Dvarim ve'ikav adayu mos. If there is a verbal commitment plus a financial transaction, so koi ba'avol. So then you have to watch out for divine retribution. So for example, if you tell the pizza monger, I'm interested in buying a piece of pizza, and you give him money for it. So then if you renege, you better watch out. Better watch your back for divine retribution. Dvarim ve'ikav adayu mos. But if there's just words with no money changing hands, lo koi ba'avol, so then there won't be any divine retribution. Maybe the spirit of the sages will not be with him, but there won't be divine retribution there. Omar Rovi says, Rovi kro umas niso misayeya lei lirish lokish. That we have both a posik as well as a brise that support rish lokish. That it's all about the Meshicha, it's all about picking it up. The Pasuk, as it says by Oshum Gezelis, if you steal something and you deny it and you swear about it and then you admit it, so you bring an Oshum Gezelis. So it says, V'kicheish b'amito, if a person denies having b'pikodin, a deposit, he denies having a deposit, or b'tsumes yad, or by a loan, okay, or begozel, or he denies having stolen nepis, or oshokes amito, or an employer withholds money from employees and claims that no such and the employer says no such claim exists. So tsumes yad, what's this loan? Amrav Chizda says Sufchizda kigon sheyiched lo kli lalva also. So if Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven, and then Reuven says, okay, Shimon, I'm going to give you a collateral, an object for collateral, but he never actually ends up giving it to Shimon. And then I believe he denies the loan, so then he's also denying that collateral. And that would be, an Oshem Gezelos. Now, what's interesting about that scenario is that Shimon never did a Kinyan Meshicha. Right? What's interesting about that is that Shimon never did a Kinyan Meshicha over there, right? That meaning, Reuven said, right, so Shimon lent Reuven $1,000. Reuven said he's going to give him a collateral, but he never actually gave it to him. Okay. So when it comes to Oshak, when it comes to an employer who denies that he owes employees wages, so here as well, it's talking about where the employer had set aside some kind of a collateral for the money that was owed, and then he subsequently denied it. Okay. Now, v'chi ahadre kro. Okay, and then when it talks about what exactly, you know, the actual Oshem Gezelos and the Chomesh and the other things he has to do, k'siv, it says, v'hoyo im yechto v'oshem, and it will be if he sins and he's guilty. V'eshev is a gezela asher gozal, so he has to return the gezela, the theft. Or it's a oshek, or the withheld wages, asher oshak, that he withheld waged. Oh, es apikodin asher hofkad et ito, or the collateral that he had denied. Vilut sumes yad lo ahadre, But conspicuously, the loan is missing. So while we mentioned the loan initially, and we said it's talking about where Reuven had said that he's going to give Shimon a collateral, and then he denies it. So I think he denies the loan, including the collateral. So we said in that case, don't do it. But then when kind of going over all of these things that he did wrong, we leave out the loan. My time, how come it was left out when we start talking about sort of ramifications? Lav mishum de mechzera mishicha? Is it not because there was no mishicha? And therefore, Shimon never actually took ownership of it. And therefore, there's no Oshem Gizelos for it. So meaning, we're saying that there's a scenario where Shimon lent Reuven $1,000. Reuven said, I'm going to give you a collateral. He never gave the collateral to Shimon. So therefore, Shimon never was kone that collateral of Meshicha. He never made a kinyan Meshicha. And that is why, seemingly, there won't be an Oshem Gizelos for it. Because there was no Meshicha. There needs to be a Meshicha. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rav, Rav Papa says to Rav, but Eima Me Oshek, he, the Hadre Kro. Yeah, but maybe that's not really such a good proof, because after all, when it comes to withholding wages, that was also, right, Rav Chisda also said, it's talking about where he had set aside, he had designated a collateral for it, and the employee had never done a kinyan mishicha on it, and yet still we list that when going over the Ashim Me'iloses, the Ashim Gizeloses. And therefore, why don't we simply say that, well, just like by Oshek, there's an Ashim Gizelos, so then we'll say the same thing also by this collateral, by Tzumas Yad. So, Ochav Mayaskin, and well, by the Oshek, we're talking about Kigon Shenotlu Mimenu V'chazu V'efkido Etzlo. Well, by the wages, what happened was, the employee had taken the collateral that the employer had set aside for him, picked it up. The employee had picked it up and then given it back to the employer to watch for him. And therefore, there actually was a Kinyan Meshicha, and that is why there would be a Oshem Gizelos, but by the loan, where there was no such Kinyan Meshicha, so then there would not be an Oshem Gizelos. Hainu Pikodun, but then if we're talking about where the employee picked it up and then gave it back to the employer to watch, so then that's Be'etzma Pikodun, it's a deposit. So Trey Gavne Pikodun, well, there's two types of deposits. Okay, all right, I guess there's deposits where Shimon just gives something to Reuven to watch for, but there's deposits where employees pick things up and then give them back to their employers, I guess. Okay. So Yochi Tzumas Yad Nami Lihadre Vlukme Kigon Shenotlo Heimenu V'chazu V'kido Etzlo. But then the Gemara asks, well, alright, if that's the case that we're saying that by Pikadon, if that's the case that we're saying that by Oshak, that by the wages, it's talking about where the employee had picked it up and then given it back to watch. So then why don't we just have the same thing with Tzumas Yad as well? Include Tzumas Yad in the Pasuk and say it's talking about where Shimon, the lender, had picked it up and then given it back. So why not include that as well, right? If we can include the wages, right, where he had set aside a collateral, so let's also include the loan where he had set aside a collateral. So Yahadre Kro Lotyuvta Velosiata, yeah, but the thing is that if the Pasuk would have done that, would have included both Oshak as well as Tzumas Yad, well then you lose out the opportunity to be a support for Rish Lakish, right? The whole point of it being a support for Rish Lakish comes from the fact that one of them is there and the other one is not. Kilu Oshek, right? Oshak was there, from which we say, well, the only reason why it's there is because he had already picked it up, but we leave out Tzumas Yad so that you'll ask so that there will be a difference. So that it'll be like, yo, why is one there and not the other one? Oh, because it's talking about in a scenario where Shimon, the loner, never picked it up and did a kidney mishicha, then there would not be an awesome gezelos, because in order for it to be a proper kinyan, there needs to be a mishicha. So dafka, we, you know, from the fact that by tsumes yad we leave it out, that is dafka how we know to learn from here that that mishicha is important. That mishicha is how to make a kinyan. Hashtavu ahadre kro misayele. And now that the pasuk has dafka left out tsumes yad, that is how we can learn out that's how it could be a support for Rish Lakish. Vitsumes yad lo ahadre kro, but is that really the case that the pasuk does not include tsumes yad? Ve'otanya, but we learn in a Brisa, Omer, Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon, Manayin, Liten, Esa, Omer, Lamayla, Lamata. How do we know that all of the items included above, including Tsumas Yad, are also later on when we talk about that you have to bring an Osham Gezelos? How do we know that they're all included, including Tsumas Yad? Omikol, Asher, let me see something. Yeah. Omikol, Asher, Yeshova, Olav, La Shoker. All of the things that he swears falsely about, including Tsumes Yad. V'am Rav Nachman, Am Rav Barvua, Am Rav, L'Rabos Tsumes Yad Le'ishavon. To include Tsumes Yad, that needs to be returned, and that there's Oshem Gezelos there. So apparently Tsumes Yad is included. Yeah, but Behedramia Lo Ahadre Kra. Yeah, but it's not explicit. Because it's not explicit, it gives us an opportunity to learn out that midaraisa, you have to do a kinyan mishicha in order to be konyan. Okay? So that's the pasuk from the whole thing with tsumas yad. Masnisa minolan, where's the braisa that we learn out like Rish Lakish? The tani that we learn in the braisa, nosna lebalon mal. If you have a coin of hektish, you can't get benefit from it. If you give it by accident, to a bathhouse attendant to take care of you in the bathhouse, so mo'al. So then by giving the coin to the bathhouse attendant, so then you're chayv and osher me'ilos. V'amar Rav, and says Rav, davka balon hu d'lo mechzera mishicha. Yeah, specifically in scenarios like a bathhouse attendant who's offering a service rather than a product, so then that is why the me'ila would be when the bathhouse attendant receives the coin. But for example, if you're buying a piece of pizza where there is a product, something that you could actually pick up, well then, lomal ad demoshich, you would only be over a me'ila when there's a meshicha. So if no meshicha is possible, for example, like a bathhouse attendant who's not giving you any product per se, he's providing a service, so then no meshicha necessary. And the me'ila in this case would be when the bathhouse attendant receives the coin. But if you're receiving a product in return, such as a piece of pizza or wheat, so then you'll be the kinyan, and in this case the me'ila would be when you pick it up. V'atane b'ulonin abraisa, nosna l'saper ma'al. If you give money to the barber, you pay a barber hekdish money, so then you are going to have to bring a korban me'ila when you give the money to the barber. V'sapra aboi l'mamshich tisporis. But I guess when you get a haircut, you could technically pick up the scissors. That's interesting. Okay, fine. Well, achav ma'eskinim v'sapra nochri. All right, well here we're talking about a barber who is he's not Jewish, so therefore there's no din of kinyan like this. The lab bar mishicha, that there's no din mishicha by a nochri, so therefore it would be when he receives the money. Tanan amyachri, also in a brice like this, nosa lesaper, oh lesapon, olcho bale umanus, that if you give the money to a barber or to a boatman, okay, or to any skilled worker, lo ma'al ad demoshach. There's not going to be a me'ila until you do a kinyan mishicha on whatever their tools are. I don't know. So kashin adadis. On the one end, we're saying that by a barber it's immediately me'ila when you give the money. On the other hand, we say that it's only me'ila when you pick up the scissors or whatever. So elav shmamino kam besaper nochri kam besaper Yisrael, that the distinction must be, it depends if he is a nochri or a yid. Shmamino. V'chein omer Rav Nachman, and so says Rav Nachman Tvar Torah, ma'os, konos, the mida oraisa. Okay, so now, Rav Nachman though, taka holds like Rav Yochanan. V'chein omer Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan, that Tvar Torah ma'os, konos. That really, mida oraisa, money is konen. Uvodko Levi, b'masnisa, and Levi checked his brises, because Levi had his own collection of brises. Rashi says, "Vodka Levi Masisa Higia Vosifa Bitosefta Shesider." That he also, right? Rabbi and Rabbi Shai had a sort of collection of brises in their Tosefta. Levi had his own. Okay, so he checked. So Uvodka Levi B'Masnisa, or maybe Taka added into his brisa. V'Ashkach. I don't know, it sounds like he checked maybe and he found. Nosna lisiton mo'al. Okay, so this is talking about a scenario. So this is talking about a scenario where you have like a wholesaler who wholesales fruits, okay? And he sells lots of fruits to like smaller fruit mongers who are poorer and can't necessarily afford to buy in bulk, and they just kind of forward. They kind of like set a deposit initially, and then he gives them kind of a little bit of fruit at a time, and as they sell it and make the money, they pay him with it, etc. So here they are receiving a product, right? So these store owners kind of give the money, and then they receive the product, but they don't receive all of it, and yet we're saying what? That it's a properly nosna l'siton ma'al. That if they use money of Me'ila, when they give the money, that's when the Me'ila is. But since they're getting a product in return, shouldn't they have to pick up all of the products in order for it to be Me'ila and a Meshicha? So rather from the fact that we say it's Me'ila, it must actually be that money is Konen. So the Kasha, the Rish Lakish, it's a Kasha Rish Lakish, Amr Rish Lakish, Amr Rish Lakish, all money, Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. Right? Because Rish Lakish says that Reb Shimon, that according to Reb Shimon, it would be Ma'os Konos. But Rish Lakish says, I hold like the Rabbanon, and that it's Meshicha is what's Konos. So he would say that Brisa is talking the opinion of Rav Shimon, who says that Ma'os Konos. Aval Amru, but they said, Mishepara v'chulei. Okay, right, so the Mishnah had said that, if you give the money, right, one second, let me just check something, make sure. Okay, Itmar, it was stated, Abai, okay, fine. Okay, so it's the whole Misha Parah thing, right? Okay, so if you give the money, and then, even though you haven't done a Meshicha yet, so you could technically still renege, but if you do, then you're in big trouble. So Itmar, it was stated, Abai, Omar says, Abai, Odue, Moda'inon, Lei. Okay, so Abai says that what we do is that we tell him, right? So meaning, if you say, hey, I'd like one regular slice of pizza, and he says, okay, and he tells you how much it costs, and you pay him, and then you say, actually, wait, forget it, I'm not hungry. So we explain to the pizza eater, we say, look, you could renege, but you're going to get in trouble like the generation of the flood. Rava, Omar says Rava, Milet Latinale. Rava says we Pasha cursed him out. Pasha cursed him out. We said, really? After you already paid for the pizza, you're gonna renege? You're gonna get cursed like the people of the generation of the flood. You should be cursed like the people of the generation of the flood. So Abaye Omar Odui Modinale. Abai says we simply let him know that he's going to be in big trouble if he reneges. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, "V'nosi bam chalosar." V'nosi bam chalosar. Do not curse people, right? Rav Omer says, "Rav Milat Latinan Lei," that we can curse him because Tichsiv ba'amcha, bo'si ma'ase amcha, right? It says that Nasi ba'am cholosar. Yeah, don't curse people who are good, upright people. But people who renege on their pizza orders, that's a different story. Amar Rava says, Rava, mina min Allah, how do I know that we can actually curse the person? Reb Chiya bar Yosef, yavu lezuzei amilcha. Because Reb Chiya bar Yosef sold a whole bunch of salt. They gave him money for a whole bunch of salt. He was selling, I don't know, $100 worth of salt, and they paid him for it, but they had not yet received their salt. Iker milcha, but then the price of salt went up, and he's like, wait, shnekes, I could actually make more money on this. So I came to Biyechin, says, what should I do? They haven't yet acquired the salt with the Kenyan Mashiach. I received the money though. Can I just give them back the money and then I could sell it for more? On my lay, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Zil hav lehu ve'ilo kabil olach alecha mishapora. You better make sure that you deliver on that salt, because if you don't and you renege, so then you're going to run into issues with the whole generation of the flood thing. Ve'omart odu e moda'inon lay. And if it enters your mind that it's like Abaye, that we have to let him know that if he reneges, then he's going to be in trouble like the generation of the flood. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, ba'odueyu. What, do you think Rav Chiya bar Yosef didn't know this? So therefore it must be that it's not that we're letting him know. But then, fact, the Gemara, ve'elamai, milit laitinon lei. But what, Rava, why is your approach any better? Right, so you're saying that instead we're going to curse him? Rav Chiya bar Yosef, asil kabule ole. Latusa, what, Reb Chiya bar Yosef is really going to get to a place where he's going to be chayev, to be cursed? No, something, this just seems, no, this is talking about something else. Latusa de Rabbonon, El Reb Chiya bar Yosef, a Ravon who the Yaivi lay. No, rather, this was actually a different scenario. It's not talking about where he was selling $100 worth, $1,000? Where he was selling $1,000 worth of salt, and they didn't take the salt yet, so he wants to renege so he could sell it for more. No, that is not what it's talking about. Where am I? A ravenu de yavele. Rather, they had given him a down payment. He was selling them $1,000 worth of salt, and they had only given him so far $100 worth of it. So what he was wondering was, who suffered kinegdo who konet. So he thought that maybe since they only gave him $100 worth of it, maybe he only needs to give them back $100 worth of salt, right? Meaning, right, the whole thing of Mishapara about being in big trouble, like the generation of the flood, if you renege, well, technically he only received $100 worth of it. Maybe the whole reneging and Mishapara thing is only for what he received. So he received $100. Okay, so you for sure has to, make good on $100 worth. What about the remaining $900 worth of salt that he received a down payment for, but he never actually received payment for? Now, it was understood that they were going to give him the rest of the money and they were going to get the rest of that salt, but he didn't technically receive a down payment for $100 down payment, but he hasn't received the rest. Maybe he could say, look, I'll give you $100 worth of salt, but I'm keeping the rest and selling it for more money. So, who suffer? Kinegdo ukone. So, Reb Chiya bar Yosef thought that maybe the $100 down payment just meant that he was sort of committed to giving them $100 worth of salt, and that he can keep the remaining $900 worth of salt and sell it for more. Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan says no. Kineged kulo hu kone. No. Once they gave you the down payment, then it already acquires all of it. They obviously need to pay you the rest, but just like you'd be unable to renege on $100 worth of it, you can't renege on any of it. Okay, fine. Okay. Itmar, we stated a ravon. Okay, when it comes to a down payment, Rav Omar kinegdo hu kone. So Rav says that actually, unlike Rabbi Yochanan, so Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, when somebody gives a down payment, so the seller is only committed to providing, the equivalent at least of what he received. Rabbi Yochanan Omer was Rabbi Yochanan says Kineged Kula Ukona that no, once you give a down payment, you acquire all of it. Of course, you have to pay the remainder of it, but you've already, you know, the acquisition is done. Nobody can renege for any amount of it. Mace, we have Akasha and Rav, right? Rav had said that when you put down a down payment, it's only the seller is only sort of committed to the equivalent of the down payment. But Mace, I know it's in a Rav and a Chaveru. Okay, if Reuven gives a down payment to Shimon, V'omer lo, and he says to Shimon, Im ani chozer bi, he says, Shimon, if I end up reneging, ervoni machu l'cha, keep the down payment. V'ala omer, and Shimon says, Im ani achzor bi, if I reneg, echpo l'cha, ervoncha, not only will I give you back your down payment, I'll double it. This kai matzunayim div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, fine. Then whatever they just committed to, they committed to, fine. Rabbi Yossi, at the time, Rabbi Yossi is according to his reasoning, parenthetically, the Amar Asmach Takanya, that Rabbi Yossi says Asmach Takanya, which means that even things that are kind of like exaggerated, meaning both Reuven and Shimon were not planning on reneging on the deal, right? They made a deal, right? That Reuven was going to buy something from Shimon, and they had already given a down payment. You know, nobody was planning on reneging, and they said, you know what? Reuven says, if I renege, keep the down payment. Shimon says, if I renege, I'll double the down payment. Nobody was planning on reneging, right? So the Shaila is, right, because they were kind of like, you know, making these commitments that were entirely theoretical, the question is, are you know, if they do end up reneging, are they held to that? Rabbi Yossi says yes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now this is the part that's relevant for the question. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda, Dayu sheyikne k'neged ervono, that actually, the money that Reuven gives to Shimon as this down payment, he's actually being koneh that part of the kinyan, right? So meaning, according to the first way, right, the down payment wasn't actually koneh anything, and if they renege, then there's no sale at all. You know, they had committed maybe to, you know, well, I'll lose the down payment or I'll double the down payment, whatever, but like there is no sale of the item itself. Whereas Abuda says that when there's a down payment, the down payment does acquire the, right, what's being purchased up to the value of the down payment. Right? So dayu sheyikne k'neged ervona, that it acquires the value of the down payment. Abba Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and explains Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, when does Reb Yehuda say that it acquires the value of the down payment? Bizman she omar lo, specifically, if he says, if Reuven stipulates, ervoni yikon, that specifically this down payment should acquire its value. But if Stam, Reuven is buying a house or a field for 1,000 zuz, and he pays a down payment to Shimon of 500 zuz, and doesn't specify that I'm now acquiring 500 zuz worth of the property. No, he just gave a down payment for all of the property. Well, Reuven, by giving the down payment, has acquired the house or the field. And he just, you know, so it's $1,000 field. He paid $500 as a down payment. He now owns the field, and he has to pay back the rest over time. So we see that by default, the down payment acquires all of it. Not like what Rob was saying, that the down payment only acquires up to the value of the down payment. So my love, wadin lemetaltalin. So let's say that just like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are saying by property, that when he gives a down payment, he acquires all of it. The same thing should apply to metatlin as well. Then when it comes right to metatlin, let's say the salt or whatever, once they gave $100 for a down payment, they acquired all of the salt. Not like Rav, who says that they only acquire up to the value of the down payment. Right? So my lab, who had in the metatlin, the bistome koni lihu lechulu. That by metatlin also, by the salt, for example, the $100 down payment would acquire all $1,000 worth of salt. Not like Rav, who says it's only acquiring $100 worth of salt. Lo, no. There's a difference between metatlin and karke. Metatlin, bidistoma, lo, koni. That by metatlin, by default, Rav would say that when you give $100 for $1,000 worth of salt, it only acquires up to the, you know, up to $100 of salt, not all $1,000. Umayshna karka, umayshna, and what's the difference between metaltalin and property? How come by property we're saying that when you give $500 down payment for a $1,000 field, you acquire all of it, but when you give $100 for $1,000 worth of salt, you only acquire $100 worth of it? Well, karka de bekaspa kanile, mamish, that karka, of course, you can acquire with money. You can, right? Karka, menchasim she yeshtam achayis, niknin bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. So since property can be acquired with money, so when you give money, even if it's only a down payment, kanile lechula, so even the down payment would acquire all of it. Metaltele, when it comes to, when it comes to metaltele, when it comes to movable objects, the low kani el kabule mishapara lo kani le kula. But when it comes to metaltalim, which the down payment is But when it comes to metaltalim, which are not acquired through money, you can't acquire metaltalim with money, only to the extent that, you know, well, if you renege, so then, you know, mishapara, you'll be in big trouble, like the generation of the flood, but it's not technically a way that we acquire movable objects, so then the down payment will not acquire all of it. Friends, I'm going to hop off. Interesting daf. Peace out.